Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Cast with a special report from the front lines of the info war. Attempts have been made to neutralize the info warrior known as Alex Jones. Countless attacks have been witnessed and reported in an effort to bring him down. Alex Jones has been sighted on the battlefield fighting against the forces of evil.
We're not going to go down and just shut our mouths and just put up with this. We know where the bodies are buried, folks, and one way or another, we're going to stay on air.
We're receiving reports that Alex Jones has broken through the front lines and is now heading toward the broadcast studio. All efforts to silence him have failed. Emerging victorious against the New World Order, here's your host, Alex Jones. Find the InfoWars transmission at InfoWars.com/show. If you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The year is 1995. And InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through fault space. Where people are extremely lazy, the social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Hello, Americans, I'm Paul Harvey.
If I were the devil,
if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. So I set about however necessary to take over the United States.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me. Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flame.
The president of the United States is racist.
If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect the discipline emotions, just let those run wild. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon, I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. I would caution against extremes.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
In hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct, I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Now you know.
I've studied how the globalists, how the mad scientists are controlling us. And they're doing it by keeping us undernourished. You can eat all the food you want in the world, but if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals in an organic, absorbable form, if you don't have the key elements like iodine, you are literally like someone in a paddle boat without oars, without paddles. Ladies and gentlemen, we are running a flash sale because we're about to sell out of both of these, of X3 and Vitamin Fusion in the final days of August. This is a fundraiser. We'll sell out of this. I can sell it at full price. But I want those of you that have been on the fence and never tried X3 or never tried Vitamin Fusion to take action and try this product, because I know you're going to be blown away by the energy, the stamina, the focus, the libido. This is so critical. Get your X3 and Vitamin Fusion for 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
News today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday, August 25th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to have open phones throughout the broadcast and a ton of incredibly important news, as always. If you're a TV viewer, there it is, the mugshot of mugshots in history. The fourth raft of indictments turning himself in Atlanta yesterday. And look at the look on his face there. Nothing but pure determination. Regardless of what you think of Trump, you can't help but admire his staunchness, his will to persevere. He is certainly dauntless. I think of myself as dauntless, and our crew is dogged and persevering. But man, I tell you, Trump takes the cake. Ladies and gentlemen, we've all had our share of persecution at the hands of the CIA and the globalists that are now out in the open, and a coup against our country, against our elections. And Biden, as I told you, is they're announcing plans to restrict and ban beef. And 14 cities are banning beef outright. Biden's also announcing a plan to restrict alcohol sales through an ID system that New York's already starting. So that's just the social credit score. It always starts with something like alcohol and tobacco. But of course, then it's your vaccine records, your political record. It's all about the social credit score. So we're going to be looking at what happened in Georgia yesterday. And we have put into production today, and they're going on sale as we speak at InfoWarsStore.com to fund the operation and to get the word out, two different variants of a new Trump shirt. We already put out one when he was supposed to be mugshot before, but they were smart in New York and didn't want to give him that political iconic image. It really backfires on them. So they didn't do one. So they do whatever they want. So we put out one. It's a designer collector shirt. When those are gone, there's gone. There's only like 500 left. But the two new shirts are the real mugshot and say never surrender on the back, InfoWars.com. On the front, political prisoner with an image of President Trump. And those shirts are being made right now. You can order them right now at InfoWarsStore.com. They're a limited edition shirt. We're printing 5,000 of them, and that's it. When they're gone, they're gone. All new shirts we do, it's important for folks to know, are limited edition, high-quality designer shirts. And when they're gone, they're gone. So as we speak, that'll be on the shopping cart at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, this weekend is the end of the August Super Sale Christmas comes in August, so that means all the gigantic discounts, the sales as big as a Christmas sale, as big as they get, will be ending this weekend because so many of the products are almost sold out. The sale that will continue on for a few days in the next week is the X3 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion flash sale for 40% off and double Patriot points, but that will be ending as well. Those are both amazing products, and it is your funds that keep us on air, so I want to thank you for that. But what's having the big effect out there is you taking clips of the show and sharing the clips is really having a massive effect, and is changing public opinion, not just here, but around the world. It was last Friday that together we were able to push the big story out based on my whistleblowers that were about to roll out the COVID restrictions. And then like we rang a dinner bell or something, that night the whole thing was already pre-planned. We didn't know that. I thought they'd launch it in a few weeks, rolled it out. And so now there is major pushback in Congress and in the governorships and by the people as they attempt to roll those restrictions back out so they can have mail-in ballots coming up next year, which helped them steal, was critical in helping them clinch the theft of the 2020 election. But again, it's Friday, August 25th, 2023. They're on screen for TV viewers. You see it. Mugshot, 45th president of the United States, August 24th, 2023, when they took the photo last night. And let this sink in for just a minute. You have all the incredible crimes of O'Biden and his son and of the globalist and of Big Pharma and of Fauci and of Bill Gates and the human smuggling and the hundreds of thousands of fentanyl deaths and just the destruction of the blue cities and states and the exodus out of their collapsing systems as Biden cuts off our energy supplies and finances defunding of police operations. You have Hunter now, it turns out, involved in a whole bunch of other new crimes we're discovering that we'll be talking about. But the system knows that they're above the law, and they are flaunting all of this arrogantly in our face. We'll be breaking all of that down. But I got to tell you, since the tragic Maui fires a few weeks ago, we now have a crystal clear picture of exactly what happened. And in the third hour today, I'm going to do a deep dive after we take calls on this, but it is incredible. And the reason the local newspapers and the Associated Press and others had to admit the truth, that the police barricaded the people under orders into the town, even though the road was wide open, and watched them burn up and die under orders, that indeed that is what killed the majority of the people. So they didn't just cut the water off. They didn't just leave the power on. They didn't just not trim the trees around the power poles. They didn't just not turn the alarm on, all of that. They confirm, and now it's on video, not just eyewitnesses, murdered the people that weren't able to go down alleys and side streets and that didn't have off-road vehicles. And some got stuck but still were able to run to the ocean. So this is default bureaucratic murder to get the most expensive land in the United States. This was pre-planned. They wanted the people dead so that they couldn't stand up for their property and so it could be more easily taken from them. Now, I'm not saying the police themselves were conscious of this. They followed orders. They've now talked to the press, and they said, we were told, they don't say about who, to do this. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a bunch of videos now, not just of what Fish said a week and a half ago, the well-known old man that lives on the that live on the street, but he works on the street, lives on a small farm, and he weaves hats and sells them. It's not just his eyewitness reports. Now some of the people out of the 1,000-plus that didn't make it out, that did get out, have now uploaded their videos. And it is the police ordering them to stay there. Now, I've also been criticized, I noticed quite a bit on Twitter, that I'm covering up directed energy weapons and space lasers. Hey, Greg Reese has done reports on that. We've had a lot of other guests on that have talked about it. White, Stu Peters, and of course, Mr. White, and others. And I think it's reasonable to look at that, and it's reasonable to discuss that, and directed energy weapons are a real thing. But if you look at California and you look at Hawaii, they are both run by leftists and, again, controlled by BlackRock, who owns the majority of those power companies, including 90% of the power company that delivers 98% of the power in Maui. And they admit they didn't trim the trees back. They admit they left the power on. And we have the power lines falling in the wind and catching fire video after video. So we know they did it. We know they blockaded them in. Now we need to know who gave the orders so they can be indicted and arrested. You know it goes all the way to the top to BlackRock. This is administrative mass murder. We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
Again, I'm going to open the phones up for the entire broadcast today. Jerry Hernandez is going to co-host the fourth hour. If you're visiting, always informative, always dynamic. I am really stunned to my core by Maui, and I'm going to spend almost the entire third hour on it and play these devastating clips of people trapped with the police not letting them out, with the fire behind them. And we have the eyewitnesses that it was totally clear on the highway to get out. And people had such trust in the system, they sat there and burned to death. Now, obviously, the police, they told the witnesses this. Well, we're told under orders you can't leave with fire behind them. That is what following orders will get you into. And that is horrifying. So I'm going to say it again. We know how the fire started. We know who owned the system. We know who didn't trim the trees. We know who cut off the water. We know the two emergency managers of the state and the county were both meeting on another island in Hawaii while this was all going on. We know they've got a 12-mile exclusion zone. We know FEMA is having people arrested. There's videos of that, trying to videotape or take photos, even locals. Just like the feds tried to cover up what happened at Waco when they burned them out, this has happened. This was administratively done, and the fact that they would pull something like this and get away with something like this is just staggering that they're this arrogant. And if we just sit here and let them sweep this under the rug, none of us are safe. We're all next if they get away with Lahaina. And again, this is so open and shut that I am staggered by it. Rob Duke came over to my house at 8 a.m. this morning, and we shot a 30-minute report on this that he's going to add a lot of documents and videos to that we'll put out tomorrow. Also shot a report for Stephen Crowder's great outfit, JonesCrowder.com. It's part of his operation. That'll be up in a few hours, dealing with depopulation and the documents and the quotes and a deep dive on that. So I'm a busy beaver. It's become somewhat of an internet situation as well. Let me just get this out of the way. That does Alex Jones have COVID? And I took two COVID tests. I do not have COVID. I have laryngitis. And it is a combination of allergies and taking up cigar smoking again. Great people like Gary Haven give me boxes of hand-rolled custom Cuban cigars that are the most delicious, sweet-smelling, tasting things on earth. And he just gave me like 20 more of the evil things. And I have a problem with inhaling cigar smoke. I'll kick 90% out of it out, but I'll suck a little in and shoot it out my nose. And there's nothing better than a Cuban cigar and a glass of whiskey on the rocks. And so I am giving away the Cuban cigars today to the rest of the crew. Already most of them have been given away. I've still got about 15 left. I don't like giving them away because they are the most delicious things ever. But he's a billionaire, and he's a great patriot, and he's a fellow Texan, and these are the best hand-rolled in Cuba that he gets. And it's just my favorite cigar, and I've just got to get rid of them. So this is all self-inflicted here, ladies and gentlemen. I smoked a big old fat one when I interviewed Andrew Tate, and it just makes the show go by so much better. I didn't have any whiskey, but a nice cup of coffee. See, now I'm lusting after the cigars. Lord, please, why did you put something this good on earth that's so bad if we weren't supposed to do it? But again, most cigars are okay, but man, when you get, tell you what, will somebody go get me one off my desk? There's a whole bag of them in there, and I'll hand them out to you guys if you like cigars. I'm like saying they're evil and bad. The crew's like, yes, we want them, we want them. I think my office door is open, or if it didn't, just go open it up and bring these little devils in here, and I'm going to give the rest of them away right now because I'm actually wanting to fire one up right now, and that's not a good idea. Excuse me, folks. We've got a lot of really heavy news, and the end of the Republic, as we know it, is looking more and more like a foregone conclusion, and I start trying to wax eloquently on the sweetest cigars ever. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen, and just wanted to let you know that we're going to open the phones up on any item or any topic you want to cover. I am not idling my engine here for lack of news. Quite frankly, it's all so insane, so over the top, confirming everything the globalists said they were going to do decades ago. You see, this is not things Alex Jones said are coming true. This is what the New World Order said they would do is coming true. And that's an important distinction because they're going to carry out the forced depopulation of 90% of us, and their time frame is 2030, and they have their surrogates all over the news telling us that it's the end of the world as we know it, and that it's our fault that all the systems are breaking down, while they deliberately go down the line, turning the civilizational infrastructure off in front of us. And everything else flows downstream from that. But that's the fount of it. BlackRock with $15 trillion in liquid assets, they've got quadrillions leveraged, and they control almost every major CEO, almost every major pension fund, and they get up on TV and say, we're going to control every aspect of your life, we're going to break your families up, we're going to make you eat bugs, and we're going to, you know, do all of this, and it's their policies that can destroy any company they want that doesn't get in line with the ESGs. So they may be getting rid of the name ESG because people woke up to it, but the same ESG system is here. And here's an example. Elon Musk is being sued by the Justice Department because he is refusing to hire illegal aliens. He'll hire foreigners. They've got visas. But he's not hiring people that aren't here legally. I mean, you've seen where they're hiring illegal aliens to be police in Illinois now. So it's just crazy how much control these monsters already have over us at every level of our lives. All right, we're going to come back and just go through all the news and take your phone calls. We'll do the deep dive on Trump and what just happened in Georgia. I've studied how the globalists, how the mad scientists are controlling us, and they're doing it by keeping us undernourished. You can eat all the food you want in the world, but if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals in an organic, absorbable form, if you don't have the key elements like iodine, you are literally like someone in a paddle boat without oars, without paddles. Ladies and gentlemen, we are running a flash sale because we're about to sell out of both of these, of X3 and Vitamineral Fusion in the final days of August. This is a fundraiser. We'll sell out of this. I can sell it at full price. But I want those of you that have been on the fence and never tried X3 or never tried Vitamineral Fusion, to take action and try this product, because I know you're going to be blown away by the energy, the stamina, the focus, the libido. This is so critical. Get your X3 and Bimetal Fusion for 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
It's Friday, 30-something minutes into the broadcast, August 25th, 2023, and I'm going to run through a bunch of the news right now and then give the number out and take your phone calls. So we have the iconic mugshot. We have Trump, energized, defiant, pointing out that this is total election meddling, that this is how the Democrat deep state conducts their campaigning. And everything that they accuse Trump of, they themselves are now doing. So here's a clip of Trump talking about it.
Thank you very much for being here. I really believe this is a very sad day for America. This should never happen. If you challenge an election, you should be able to challenge an election. I thought the election was a rigged election, a stolen election, and I should have every right to do that. As you know, you have many people that you've been watching over the years do the same thing, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Stacey Abrams or many others. when you have that great freedom to challenge, you have to be able to, otherwise you're going to have very dishonest elections. What has taken place here is a travesty of justice. We did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. And everybody knows it. I've never had such support. And that goes with the other ones, too. What they're doing is election interference. They're trying to interfere with an election. There's never been anything like it in our country before. This is their way of campaigning. And this is one instance, but you have three other instances. It's election interference.
It's naked, open election interference. They have indicted him federally and at the state level in D.C. and in Georgia for doing what they themselves have done. And it's just the beginning. They now go on government, state-run media like MSNBC and CNN. That's what it is. And you notice they say, oh, we're going to set up Homeland Security to go after Trump supporters. They're the new terrorists. They're the new enemy. The very definition of living in a North Korean or communist Chinese or Hitlerian type state. Update, Trump hires lawyer who got rapper Gunna out of prison in YSL RICO case. Some MAGA fans think a pro-Trump rally outside the Atlanta jail is an FBI setup. NBC News. No, what people are saying is be careful when you go to any of these Trump events, which you should go to, and have your cameras out and watch out for Ray Epps types. That's what we're saying. And the idea that that isn't a threat is preposterous. Look at this news. Federal judge says Texas can't reject mail ballots with wrong voter ID. Judges have also been ruling around the country, both Republican and Democrat, that postmarked ballots that came in after the law says you can have ballots will be accepted. In Pennsylvania, in Georgia, in Michigan, in Arizona, all the key battleground states, yet again. Isn't that interesting? Total, complete, absolute election meddling. Let's play a few more of these clips. Let's play CNN putting his inmate number up on the Chyron. Play clip 13.
And, by the way,
This is the inmate number for the former president of the United States. P0113580 9. Former president of the United States has an inmate number, and it's P0113580 9.
And I think it's a good reminder of what Van was saying. I think it's worth pausing here now that we've been through four of these arraignments, indictments, that our system has held up.
It's okay.
Here's Trump arriving. Our system has held up. Yes, our system. Standing up against the criminal Trump. Old Biden and his controllers and his idiot son commit incredible crimes in front of us. And march the world deeper into World War III. Just staggering images. All right, it's going to be an absolute free-for-all. Any question, any comment, any topic. First-time callers, long-time callers, agree, disagree, have a question. Anything goes as long as you have a clear phone line and you're not cussing. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. The phone system is open, and your calls are coming in. Now, let me go through some more of the news that we'll be delving deeper into throughout the broadcast today. 1 week after we broke the news of them planning to bring back the COVID restrictions incrementally, starting with masks and vaccine mandates for all sorts of universities and other institutions, it has now all officially been announced every establishment mouthpiece from the New York Times to ABC to CNN are all reporting that there will be a move to bring back COVID restrictions. And I really couldn't believe some people doubted me, or even leftist media came out Friday and made fun of me, saying Jones is making all this stuff up, when it was directly from whistleblowers. And you can even go look at the news and see the rollout right then. So now they've got pretty serious egg on their face. And I think, thanks to listeners and viewers getting that story out, this is still one of the top stories in the world. It's huge. Mega viral. That they may be forced to back off. I don't know how far they're going to go, but remember, we had to protest and file lawsuits and demonstrate, and judges had to get involved to back them off the last time. So why don't we just start resisting early now, legally and lawfully and through civil disobedience, and get on the offensive to bring Fauci and Gates and Peter Daszak and the whole group to justice. And there are major criminal investigations going on by states. Criminal investigations have been referred by the Senate. So we've got a real chance here at stopping this. And they're very upset with you. They're very upset with me because they wanted to incrementally roll this out. Oh, just 14 days to wear the mask to slow the spread. They're actually saying that on the news. That's a talking point. And people aren't buying. But it'll be very interesting to see how fast they roll this out. And I need to make contact again with my sources and say, have you heard anything new? Because they were both told in two different branches of the federal government, Border Patrol and TSA, that they were told the policies would be coming out in the next week or so, and that they would expect it by the middle of September. And you notice what comes out on September 15th. Magically, a vaccine that, quote, protects you from the new variant, they just magically already had ready. So the masks go back on, but don't worry, we've got the solution. And even though less people will take the next round of poison shots, they'll still fool 50 million, 100 million, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, unfortunately, that they can rope into their nets. So you ask, why would they run the same play again? Well, because they've got a long way down the road with it. So thank God we're not just sitting here reactively, but we're ahead of the curve and got the jump on them. And you see, when we have media and we have active listeners to spread the word, we can punch through with the truth and really get the enemy off balance. So we should all strategize the callers as well if you want to bring it up. I'm not going to make you talk about what I want to, but I'm... How do you think we get ahead of this even more? What are other issues we can get ahead of? Well, we've gotten ahead of a lot of it. That's why we're tomorrow's news today. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Standing firm against the tidal wave of lies, it's Alex Jones.
But we can't stand firm without you. And that's why, temporarily, or on this planet, you get all the credit. Of course, God is the director of our destiny, if we choose it. To God, he's a great arbiter, and all credit goes to God. But I really mean it to the listeners, the viewers, the crew, everybody. You're the reason we're here. And I want you to remember that every minute and understand how important you are. And that's why when I come and tell you the great victories we're having together, it's not about bragging, because it's very dangerous to do. Look at President Trump. 4 indictments, 750-something years he faces, going into rigged jurisdictions, rigged juries. The only place he's got any shot is Miami. Because, man, let me tell you, the public is dumbed down now. There's a lot of awake, smart people, but they're a minority. But there are just dumbed down people. And they rig these trials. They don't let the information in front of people. They don't want you to defend yourself. They let people lie about you. And then people don't really have that rebel spirit in a lot of places, especially D.C. and places like Atlanta for whatever reason, or Austin for that matter. And it's night and day what jury you'll get in some place like Montana or Tennessee versus what you'll get in some place like Austin, Texas, or Atlanta, Georgia. Because you think of these as formerly more conservative areas. They're not, folks. Austin indicted Rick Perry, who's not perfect, but not a criminal in my view, when he vetoed a state agency's funding, an anti-corruption watchdog agency that was getting like $50 million a year, and the exact details, but something like half the money came from the legislature. The other half was given by the counties. And so he said, if you don't fire the Travis County district attorney, I'm going to veto the money. Under the law, governors can veto stuff. and he vetoed it, and they criminally indicted him. Took him 3 years and $2.5 million to beat it. You can type in Rick Perry talks about his, you know, criminal charges, and he tells a story. That's the same Travis County that said I was guilty and told the jury I was guilty and defaulted me and said you're here to decide how guilty he is. That's what Trump's facing, but in criminal trials. And it works, folks. I have sat there myself and watched them bring up to a jury with no evidence that you're a, quote, racist. And the liberals look at you and shake their heads, and you're going to be civilly or criminally convicted. That's why my infrastructure's here. My family's from here since when the town was called Waterloo. People ask why I live in Austin. I mean, I don't take credit for my ancestors. That's not my deeds that were done, but they wrote the first charter for the rebellion in East Texas at Washington on the Brazos. They were at the Hermitage with President Jackson, who sent them down here to orchestrate it. And that's on my mom's side of the family. They also raised Colonel Travis's son. Colonel Travis was killed. His final letter is to my family on my mom's side. And then on my dad's side, it's similar illustrious stuff. Also, Confederate generals and the whole nine yards. But I don't live off the past glories of my ancestors. But it is a very saddening thing to be looking in the next few years to having to shut this operation down here and have a leaner, meaner operation, maybe in Georgetown, north of Austin. It's conservative. Maybe, I don't know. But I can't live here because the enemy took it. And it's not running to pull back to different ground in your own state. But that's why I'm so saddened by the fall of Austin. And it's total election fraud. I caught them back in the mid-90s. There were newscasts about it. And the state board said they're allowed to have fraud. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's just when Democrats get control, you don't have fair and free elections. And everybody knows that. And the evidence is overwhelming, and you have a right to say it, and now they're trying to criminalize investigating them. What does that tell you? They're going to a one-party system. What did Senator Josh Hawley say 2 weeks ago? I played the clip probably five times. In fact, cue it up again. Because you've heard me define this as a one-party tyranny that wants the Republican Party to be a broken regional party that it only allows to operate ceremonially. And then you'll have a oligarchy or a plutocratic state, and all those words mean things, that run things. But they're setting up an oligarchy with oligarchs, corporate oligarchs over the world, with these plutocrats that are in control, and you know what their religion is. Sexualization of children, pedophilia, this insanity, total surveillance, nihilistic annihilation of cheap energy and food for the general public. I mean, the nastiest, cold-blooded, just sinister, psychotic demeanor and bearing. And you see Miami, and you think, wow, that's the best shot Trump's got, and it is. And it's just absolutely disgusting that's not even a fair shot, but it's not a completely rigged shot. And you see him knowing the country's in trouble. Andrew Tate put out a really powerful tweet yesterday. I meant to give it to the crew. Maybe you guys can scroll in there and find it. It's, you know what? If you go to Trump, coming back to Twitter, and it's the first one under him right there, under his mugshot photo. And Andrew Tate said, Trump can look at the runway and knows that we're about to run out of runway. And he knows he has to do what he's got to do. And that's what Trump has said. Trump has said, this country is literally being destroyed by people that have sold us out to communist China and everybody else that are involved in every crime you could ever imagine. Mass human trafficking of children, pedophilia, devaluation of the dollar. Look at the cities they run. I mean, once beautiful cities. I mean, New York, amazing city. San Francisco, amazing. I love going to New York. I love going to Seattle. I love going to Portland. I love going to San Francisco. L.A. was pretty fun. And they're scary now, folks. I mean, real scary. I mean, it's you got to work hard to destroy something like that. So these are some nasty hombres. We're going to go to break. Come right back with your calls. But speaking of nasty, the Maui thing is open and shut. Every level, they set it up as a tinderbox and then set up the conditions. No water, left the power on, blockaded the people in. That's AP's word, barricade and blockade. And then watch them barbecue. Watch them be incinerated. All right, we're going to go to break here in a couple minutes. Let me tell you what else we got here. I got a whole stack on Biden set to announce the climate emergency. I told you 2 years ago that would be the next thing they did after COVID because it was in the WEF documents. People said, oh, you're crazy. New York Times, Jones is insane. They had articles, oh, crazy people even a month ago are saying there's a climate emergency coming and he's going to cut the energy off. What do you think he's been doing with the Keystone Pipeline and everything else? So they deny while they're rolling it out. And then once it goes full operational, they go, okay, big deal, it's good. So they're going to shut down more refineries, more oil drilling, more gas drilling, more pipelines, ban beef and other meat in 14 cities. Just ban it, but ban it. I'm going to show you, ban it. Like, you know, ban your gas stoves and ban gas heaters and ban gas water heaters and ban gas lawnmowers. And, I mean, remember just a year ago he said he was planning that in policy papers. They went, oh, it's insane. It's not happening. Oh, now it's Jack. Of course, we're banning everything. So we've got all that. I mean, look at the size of that stack. That's amazing. We've got the southern border now completely wide open. Just they've cut everything down, and they just wave everybody in. We got video of that. We've got Musk vowing to sue Soros over NGOs. We've got school board fire Satan worshiping non-binary teacher. We got this latest video. Texas board has cops forcibly remove father reading pornographic book found in school library. That's right. You as an adult can't show it in public. It's obscene, but your child, when they're 9 years old, can be given it and taught how to have sex with adults. Yep, in the book, man pulls down his pants to the little kid. You know the rest of the story. You can't show that at a city council or college council or high school council or middle school council. You can't show that at the anywhere. That's only to be given to children by the same teachers that tell them how to get in line to have their penises chopped off. This is our psychotic nutball government. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I've studied how the